Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And I will say this. This and probably a few other things, knowing how I usually wallow in many meandering thoughts that pass through my head at any given moment. I will say this. When I call off work, it's to do nothing. And I say that not in a proud way, not to so much justify calling off. And remember, calling off means calling off like the day of, you know, a few hours before you're supposed to go live. I have to send a text to my supervisor. Sometimes I wake up and I just don't feel like it. Sometimes I wake up and I just don't feel like it. Sometimes I wake up and I can't do it. And sometimes I don't want to do it and I do it anyway. It's different degrees. Today is one of those days that where I feel like not doing it. I don't feel like doing it in a mild way. It's not where I can't do it. It's like, I really don't feel like it. I just had 2 days off. My weight is up from eating over the weekend and last night. And by up, I mean 3 or 4 pounds, you know, it's up. It's just not down. It's not down, so it's up. And I really don't need to take a day off, because we know what that's going to entail. But the point being, when I do call off, I don't do nothing. It's not like I call off to go here, go there. I guess I may be trying to justify it to myself that if I have the energy to go here or go there, I got the energy to work. Usually when I call off, it's oof. And sometimes I get up and say, all right, you know, I feel good enough to where I can walk. Go ahead, get your walk in, get your steps in, come back and see how you feel. Usually the walk and this talk or thinking of myself and all that helps with my disposition or my inclination. It's been about 8 weeks since I've called off. I built up my PTO. I got 52 hours of PTO. I mean, I feel good. I'm in shape. I just feel good in general. But I sure just would live another day with just me. Even though I know what that day would probably end up being. And I may or may not like that. And I'm thinking, well, if I do this or do that, and maybe if I double walk, get up, you know, maybe later this evening and do another 10,000 and then watch my eating after that. Basically, if I could curb my weight and my eating, I would probably do it. If I believed that I could control my eating and keep that enough, eat enough to put weight on, yeah, maybe I just need to wake up. I don't know. It's been a while. And that, to get that feeling of calling off. See, one thing is to have a scheduled day off. Ooh, yeah. You know, no work Monday, holiday or whatever. Or I'm taking this day off, anticipating. That's a different kind of feeling. There's nothing like calling off a day that, you know, your body and your mind is programmed for work. And it's not that work is so bad. It's not that work is just so bad or so horrible. It may be that I just love spending time with just myself, undistracted. I just love having that time. Or should I say that time that I don't have to devote my attention to something other than myself or what I want to do. Yeah, I'm making a video about calling off. That might be an indication of what my final decision will be. It's really gonna be too hot to do anything, which doesn't matter. So when I call off, I don't usually do anything anyway. I may take a ride, that's about it. I'm supposed to be delivering. I got in a fantasy football league at work. I went in and spent about $30 on a trophy. And it's supposed to be delivered today by FedEx. They got like 9 kids and like a, oh wow, I guess it must be some kind of daycare or something. It's kind of cool. Got like this wagon with like 4 or 5 car seats in each wagon. And they got kids strapped in them. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes today. And I'm getting that. I'm starting to let my body feel what it's like to get back home. I'll probably get back home. That's even if I make it back home for texting off. Should do it now. Earlier the better. Give my supervisor a heads up as soon as I know. Not too much worried about the PTO time. More worried about my eating. And if I knew that I would take the day off and get a lot done in Jeffrey TV stuff, because even laying around gets to be old. I want to do more than just lay around. I think that's what it might be. Do you hear wind? There's a lot of wind. Is my wind guard working? Well, not a lot, but there was some wind coming around this corner. I can hear it on my ears. Can you hear it on the mic? Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. The debate, presidential debate, is tonight. Starts at 6. If I work, I'll be working through it. I guess I could. No, I can't. I was gonna say, I guess I could record it, but I can't. But I'm sure there'll be a replay on the internets, on the internet webs or on YouTube. I was just thinking about, I literally just started drifting into a situation we having at work with, we did an update to our document comparison program. It's been causing people issues. And it's kind of widespread. A lot of people getting called in. There's a fix for it that works sometimes. Sometimes you gotta, I've heard that some people have uninstalled and reinstalled the program. I don't know why that went through my head. Just, you know, wanted to have that go through my head. Because I do love my job and take a lot of pride in it. And here we're talking about, I had my weekly meeting yesterday and the performance reports coming out. And it looks like we're gonna get 3 or 4 monthly performance reports all at once. So, and I live and breathe performance reports. They mean a lot to me. They mean so much to me that when I see them in my mailbox, I have to steady myself before I open them because they have that much of an impact on me. And it comes down to me being the best or not. Number one, holding that top spot. Looks like I was number two. Looks like I was number one, number one, number one. And then the last two, I was number two, number two. And the person who was number one, you know, of course, I reached out to him and texted him, messaged him and let him know, you know. Basically, no three-peat. Because I three-peated it. So I want to hold that, you know, status. And I don't know if, you know, who holds the record for most consecutive. I can definitely find out. My supervisor's cool that way. As far as the dissemination of information, such informations. I do like my job. And I'm thinking about what I got to eat at home. I got hamburgers. Hamburgers and french fries. Kool-Aid. I got a few marshmallows left and a couple cookies. Which shouldn't be too much to eat. Which should be almost just like the right amount to eat. You know, I don't have the inclination to go get a pizza or to go get extra food or anything. I don't have that kind of feeling to where I want to just indulge. It would just be cut the air conditioner on, sit in the house, watch TV, Netflix, maybe be on the computer a little bit. And then come this evening, I'll be all like lazy and that's when I should probably get up and walk. Cause I don't like that too lazy feeling. I don't like that too lazy feeling. Forget how I did it Sunday. Sunday the game came on at 10 a.m. I was gonna get up at 8:30 and walk. But I don't think I did. So I got up at 10, started watching the game. I think I ate about halftime, a couple hamburgers and french fries. Game was over. And I think I went to walk after the game. That's what happened. I went to take a walk after the game. But it was too hot. It was literally too hot. So I just ended up walking to the store, getting cookies and candy. Going back home eating it. And I think I went to sleep after, took a nap after that. And woke up and then got my steps in. Something like that. I call them night walking. I put on my little reflector. School crossing guard green vest and walk, because pedestrians, you gotta watch out, especially at night. You just gotta, people don't be paying attention. I was just thinking about I don't want to talk about it in this video, about the Tyreek Hill situation. Seeing things come across my timeline. Oh my God, it's just like the 1950s. Oh, haven't we learned anything? They show a picture of Tyreek Hill in handcuffs. A bunch of people on the timeline. Oh my God, he's right outside the stadium. He's the NFL thing, he's black. That's because he's driving a fancy car in black. They got to put him in cuffs. Blah, 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 blah. Oh my God. Let me just say this. I saw the interview of him after the game, and he was still hyped up on whatever he was hyped up on. If he was anything like that, of course, it was after the game. You're going to say that after the game, he hyped up, they won. He scored a touchdown. He did a celebration in the end zone, putting his hands behind his back like he was getting handcuffed. You know, the whole thing. But his personality and who he is and what's going on and where his adrenaline might have been, we probably need to see the body cam footage just to see what he did or didn't do before I make any judgment. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm gonna say about that. That's all I'm gonna say about that. So back to me. Oh, I don't know. I think I done talked myself into calling off. In fact, I should pause this video, text my supervisor. I won't be working today. And then go from there. But I will say this too, also, when I go through this, it's a struggle. It's been months though. It's been a couple months. It was a time where I was calling off once a week. It's been a couple months. It's been a couple months. And because I'm traveling this week, taking today would help to give me some, because it's going to be 2 weeks away from home. And this would be, if I took today, I'd have today at home, and Thursday, Friday, Wednesday, Thursday, Wednesday in the office, Thursday work, Friday work, and then on the airplane Friday night. So this would be a good day. I guess tomorrow would be a better day if you think about it. Tomorrow would be a better day. I wouldn't have to go into the office. But office days are easy. And actually, today I get an hour of development time. That's an hour that I don't have to be on the phone. Going in the office is fun and easy. It'll save you $20 in parking. And I don't know. It's just fun to go over it, discuss it, and figure it out, try to decide, you know, the anticipation and the release of actually doing it. Then when I actually do it for a second, I feel bad. I literally, after I do it, I feel like, oh. But I recover. But just having this talk and going through it, I feel pretty good. But then again, as soon as I start feeling like I can work, it just fluctuates. I can literally feel it fluctuating in my body. Oh yeah, okay, I can do it. No, I don't feel like it. Oh God, yeah. I got the feeling of calling off work, being lazy, putting on a whole bunch of weight, eating too much, going down that rabbit hole, getting all sluggish, and that feeling made me want to work. And then it went up from there and dropped again. So I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. In fact, we'll see. Swing on y'all 2 times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in the universe, that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.